Yeah, I was walking to yeshiva this morning after a little difficult getting. Came a little late this morning. I wish more people would have chopped that I came late. And I was walking, I was going pretty quick, minding my own business. And I see in front of me, there's a kid, well, it looks like a 22-year-old guy with a little beard walking. And I don't know, I thought it was like on the phone, because he was like talking to himself, and he was laughing, and he was happy. And I hear him talking to himself, and whatever, and I'm walking faster than him. And like, you know, he sounds happy. He must be in a good mood. And I realized he was laughing because he had Down syndrome. And people do that. They laugh to themselves. They talk to themselves. People are not all there. They talk and they laugh to themselves. And people that have smartphones also talk to themselves. Now, the beautiful thing is when I passed by him, he was laughing. He said in Yiddish, "Alles ist gut, it's alles daibishter, it's alles daibishter." And he's laughing and he's smiling to himself. So I thought to myself, and I want to know, is this kid happy? Is that what happy is? Or is that not what happy is? Is that happy? I don't know. The answer is, I think Pashat, I mean, for his position, he's happy. But he's not necessarily happy. When you see, you know, no, So what denotes someone being happy? What makes you what? How do we know if you're happy? So I'll tell you. This is, you can tell me it's a Rebbe joke, but I don't know. It's not a joke because it's much higher than a Rebbe. It's not even a joke. It's just something that made an impression on me when I was a little younger, a lot younger. Someone told me a line from Rav Palm Zatzal, and he said, you know, what is the best state to live in? Best state to live in. That was his joke. But the best state to live in now, or the most peaceful state to live in. So I knew that it wasn't going to be Israel. So the question is, what is the best state to live in? So, what, or the most peaceful state to live in? And the answer was, it's the state of mind. And to me, that was powerful. As a kid, to me, that was powerful. You don't like the joke. I'm not trying to tell you it as a joke. But there's a very strong message. It's all about where your mind is. You are where your mind is. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about. Have a little bit to do with Parsha, next week's Parsha and this past week's Parsha. Sunday, still had to talk about last week's parasha. So the story goes as follows: Yaakov Avinu, when he was running away, and he was he crossed over a little river, and then he realized that he forgot a few little stuff on the other side, and he went across. He went across, even though it was extremely dangerous, and he was getting ready for war, but still, he decided to go across to get his pachim ketanim, his small little stuff. He comes and he meets a malach Elokim. And Malach Elokim happens to be the Tsar of Esav. It's Esav's Malach. Every person, every nation has their own Malach. And Esav's Malach came, and Esav's Malach fought. They fought, and they were seeming like it says there was so much fighting that there was dust. It went all the way up to Shemayim. And at the end, it seems to be that Yaakov won the fight, because the pasuk says that afterwards, that the Tsar of Esav, he wouldn't let him go until he changed his name. He changed his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. And the reason why he called him Yisrael is the pasuk says, Ki Sarisa, because you, a Tsar, he won the fight. Im Elokim, v'im Anashim Vatuchal. Okay, you got that? Ki Sarisa, you won. You won over Hashem. And Anashim, people, Vatuchal, and you were able, and you came out on top. So therefore we call him Yisrael. Why do we call him Yisrael? Miloshin Sarisa, Sar Kel, Yisrael Kel. He's a winner. He's a fighter and he's a winner. The question being, it's a very strong question. I have three questions. So I heard the Reb Chizkiah Mishkovsky once said over from the Talmidei Slabotka. He asked the following question. He won. He fought and he won. Let's translate the pasuk again. Ki sarisa. Sarisa means you fought and you became a sar. Im anashim. Imelakim anashim batuchal. And you were able and you won the fight. Question. Why are we calling him sarisa? It's talking about the fight. Why don't we talk about batuchal, about winning the fight? Call him tuchal instead of sarisa, instead of Yisrael. Because we're talking about winning the fight. We're coming to say how great he is that he won a fight with people, with Hashem, and he won. So call him that he won. What does it do with the fight? Question number one. And question number two, the Brisker Rav asked the question. He didn't bring this down. These are three questions that we put together over here. The Brisker Rav asked a question. Rashi says, Im Elokim v'im anashim v'tuchal. Elokim is one Hashem. He fought and he won the Sarai Shel Esav. A Malach. Elokim was known as a Malach, who's the Malach of Esav. Beautiful. V'im anashim, and with people. Who are the two people? Anashim. Adam Echad, Anashim is two people. Who are the two people? Lavan and Esav. Excuse me, he didn't fight yet with Esav. If he fight with Esav is only afterwards. He only fighting with the Sarishal Esav. So he didn't win the fight with Sarishal Esav. He didn't fight yet. So how could you say that you're calling you the name because you won the fight? Zok Dabein Abachai, that over here in the Pasuk, Rashi's saying that the Pasuk's telling you that Hashem is notifying you that you're going to win the fight. You should know you're going to win the fight in this. Very nice, but still not what the pasuk says. It's a good remez, but the pasuk says that he won the fight. That he already won the fight. The mashmah kisarisa melkim anashim tuchal, that he won the fight. So he didn't even fight yet. How could he say he won the fight? Question number three from. Oh, 1 second. I just wanted to add that at the end of the day, he never actually fought with Esav. He prepared to fight with Esav. He never really ever actually fought with Esav. Esav came, the only bit of fight that maybe he had is the Medrash, which is not in the Pasuk, that says when Esav met him, he tried to bite him. But he didn't fight with Esav. So why are you telling me, you're calling him a name because he fought and he won Esav? He didn't fight with him. Maybe he won, but he didn't fight. The Chiddush HaRim asked a third question on this Pasuk. He won the fight. The Malach went upstairs afterwards and he said, Shira Tashem. Yaakov walked out limping. He got hurt. If he got hurt, then I would say he didn't win the fight. So what, they changed his name? That's called winning the fight? Imagine, having a good game and, you think you're on top and maybe all they did was tied, so they changed the name of the team. That's called you won. Well, what's so good about that? You didn't win. You got hurt. He hit his Gid Anasha. So it's not winning. So we'll go back to the first question. And the Talmidei Slabodka answer as follows. And they say that it's not about winning the fight. It's about fighting. It's about taking it on. It's about trying to win. Kisarisa im Elokim va'im anosh matuchal. You fought, and you fought, and you were persistent, and you were consistent, and you tried harder, and you didn't give up. And because you did that, that is why you won. It doesn't matter actually if you win or if you don't win. It's a matter if, especially in Yiddishkeit, especially in Ruchnius, it's all about giving it your most, putting all the effort that you can. And that's Sarisa. That's why we call him Sarisa. We're not going to call Batuchal because it's not about winning or not. You could try all you want and Hashem can make it that you don't win. So it's not about winning. It's about fighting. And they fought and that's why we call them that. And of course this is going to the next question. The next question that he asked, that he didn't fight the Malach. The Brisker Rav asked, he fought the Malach. He didn't fight Esav yet, but it was already clear that he's a fighter. He fought the Malach. He fought Amalek, and he's going to fight Esav. And we see that he's a fighter. It's Pashut that he's a fighter. He is a fighter. And more than that, there's another part that I wanted to say. I forgot to say it a second ago. What was the fight about? What were they fighting about? They're fighting about Pachim Ketanim, small stuff. Why is it so important to Yaakov? And why is that the one time where the Sar of Esav is now ready, feels that he's going to fight Yaakov? What does that have to do with Sar of Esav? Why? What? Small things, a big deal. Let him go get the small things. So you're saying because now he put himself in a place where no one was with him before he was together with Rachel and Leah and all his little kids and Bilhah and Zilpah. That's going to save him from the Sar Shel Esav. There's something about the Pachim Ketanim, and I understand that the pshat is that Esav and Yaakov are different in many, many ways. And one of the smallest and biggest differences is that every single small thing is important to Yaakov. There's nothing about what Hashem gave him, about his own life, about a minute, about a day, about an hour, that's not important to Yaakov. And therefore, if there's something small there, he's going to go make sure that he got it. If Hashem gave it to him, it's important. And that's what kills Sarah Shel Esav, which is the Satan and the Yetzirah. And that's what kills Esav itself. Esav is about getting everything. He wants everything. The small things that make a difference. He wants big stuff. He wants Esav. He's actually Rav. He wants a lot. That's what Esav is about. And the small things don't make a difference. That's a fight against Esav. If he was able to win over a Malach, and all the Malach, here we go to the next answer, and all the Malach was able to do was hit him over here. Over here, Chazal say, that's not the Torah itself. That's not changing a mindset. He didn't change anything. He hit him down over here on the bottom. So he didn't change who he was. You could do the same thing. You see, we saw this morning, or some of us saw, that you can wake people up even if you can't walk. It's doable. Walking is not about who you are. It's a mindset. What's important is important. The Chazal say that the Kaf Yerech, where he got hit, was the things that hold up Yaakov Avinu. It was the people that support Torah, not Torah itself. Yaakov resembles Torah. When he hit him on the bottom, you walk, and that holds up Torah. That means Yaakov came to a place that the Malach of Esav couldn't fight him. He could only fight the things around him that help him support him. Yaakov reached the level, he was able to hold on to Hashem so much that he's not going to need things to support him. He's going to do it on his own if that's what it takes. It's all about where your mind is. He decided that this is the way he's going to lead his life. No malach, no person can ever change him. All he hit him was in the lower half of his body. The top half is what he's fought for. And he won the fight 100%. And therefore, Yaakov won the fight. And he got hurt, he limped. Big deal, it's not about limping. You get healed after a while. It's about your mindset. It's about what you want, what your plan is. Did you fight? Do you want to fight? Do you want to win? And I personally feel that I think that's the purpose of a person is to decide what you want to do. Fight for it, win, and get there. And the more you do, the further you're going to get. This guy, this kid that was walking, was he called happy? Was he not called happy? Yeah, he's happy for him, but that's not happiness that we talk about. Someone programmed someone to, you know, you have a speaker system that who had it last year? Someone had a thing that was always laughing. A ringer on the phone of someone laughing. Were baby crying? A baby laughing, a baby crying, a baby laughing. Is there anything happy there? It doesn't help. It's about thinking. Where is your mind? Is your mind happy? Is your mind saying that thank you Hashem for everything I gave? Then you're happy. And if you're just programmed, it's not worth so much. I heard a powerful vart once. We're going to move back into Parshas Vayetze. Working out the right timing. I heard a very, very strong vart once from the Samer Rav. Throughout Yom Kippur. Kippur is the holiest day of the year, and we're actually, if there's one day of the year that we actually feel some kind of official connection with Hashem, Pashtus, the closest we can feel, we have the ability to feel, is on Yom Kippur. We daven the whole day, we don't eat any food, and we dress differently. Prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. As good as we are, maybe we don't do the whole El well, we don't do Aseret Teshuvah so well, but Yom Kippur, we're ready. Now, there's two strongest times I would say on Yom Kippur is Kol Nidre and Ne'ilah. So the Shaila of the Samer Rav is, we'll say, Kol Nidre versus Ne'ilah. I think everyone would agree that Ne'ilah is the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's the highest time of Yom Kippur, but Ne'ilah is way up. The Kol Nidre is way up there. Now, Frech the Samer Rav, why is it that L'chaira, most people have an easier time focusing and getting into it by Kol Nidre than they do by Ne'ilah? Now, I agree, in the beginning is always easier, but this is the end. This is the end. This could be the end of your whole life. It could be the end of everything. Doesn't it make sense to be stark then? Why is it that we feel more Kaddish coming into Kol Nidre than after a whole long day in shul of not doing anything wrong and build up for Ne'ilah? Sometimes you don't feel so Kaddish. Why is that? So I heard a beautiful, beautiful verse from the Samer Rav. And he said, he asked even deeper. He said, Kol Nidre, we come to Kol Nidre after eating the whole day. It was a mitzvah to eat the whole day. We ate and we drank and we ate some more and we ate some more and we went to the bathroom and we ate some more and then we went to the bathroom and we drank some more and then we drank some more and went to the bathroom again and you just don't stop drinking. And you can't drink anymore, you're totally full, you feel your stomach is popping, you come into Kol Nidre and all of a sudden you feel like a Malach HaLakim. That, you know, Malachim don't eat. After a full day of not eating anything, we were actually like a Malach, it's very hard to focus. Or, you know, you're thinking about whatever, you're thinking about, you know, it's almost over. Okay, we fight, and we get ourselves to think about it, about Ne'ilah, about Yom Kippur, do tshuva, we try our hardest. But it doesn't make sense. After we acted like a Malach, shouldn't we feel like a Malach? Zok the Samer Rav, such a gorgeous vart. When you come into Kol Nidre, even though you just fressed your face off, you ate and you ate and you ate, and your mama can't eat anymore. But what are you thinking about? You're thinking about a whole full day of being like a Malach. A whole full day of not eating. A whole full day of diving your hardest. That's where your mind is. Your mind is about Kedusha. It's easier to focus then. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Kol Nidre, and you're starving, and you have no kayach anymore, and it's only an hour, it comes to Ne'ilah, I meant to say, and you only have an hour left until you can have that big Danish, and you could, coffee, and whatever it is, you feel so good about yourself, because about the food you're going to have. Where's your mind? Is your mind on the Kedusha, or is your mind on the food? It's much easier to focus when your mind is on the Kedusha. That's why it's easier for us to focus in Kol Nidre than it is in Ne'ilah. So Yaakov was known as the Bechir Shel Avos. He was the highest one of our Avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The climax is Yaakov Avinu. He got this Havtacha from Hashem that he's going to be the highest. At that time when he slept, when he went after, he spent 14 years learning the Halakha Torah, and he was on the way out, and he went to sleep, and he got a vua, and he saw he saw Hashem with Malachim going up, and Malachim going down, and Hashem was what promised him that he is going to be the connection from Avram and Yitzchak, and the future of the world, that he's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, he's going to have Shvatim, and everything's going to be good, and he's going to, and even though he's going to go out of Eretz Yisrael, he's going to come back, and he's going to have the purpose of the world is going to be all by him. That's what Hashem told him then. Then he wakes up. You know, I would say that after Yaakov Avinu wakes up, he would, you know, there's a shtickle of tanz, machal chayim. I'm saying, this is, you know, he got the future of Klal Yisrael was just born by me sleeping. I got a nevuah. Hashem told me everything is going to be good. Zakt Rashi, no, like kill it, chill. No way. That's not the pshat. That's not what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? Yaakov wakes up and he says, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this is a manor hamokam hazeh. Ein zeh ki yim beis elokim. It's Hashem's place over here. I slept on the makam hamikdash. I got a nevuah over there. It's a chashuv place. Says Rashi, ilu yadati, if I would only have known that this was such a chashuv place, lo yashanti, I would have never have slept. Ribbono shel olam. What do you mean you would not? You wouldn't have slept? This is the future of Klal Yisrael. It's the biggest nevuah. He never got such a big nevuah. The whole world was given to him at this time. He's going to lead the world. How can you tell me ilu lo yadati lo yashanti? Obviously, if Hashem is giving me good stuff, then I was supposed to sleep there. Says Yaakov, no, ilu yadati lo yashanti. A kiddush Hashem came out of it. Doesn't matter. I got to do what's right. Was it right? Or was it not right? Says Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, I saw in the Sefer called Ka'il Tarag, he says that true, the biggest Kiddush Hashem ever came out of it. No bigger Kiddush Hashem came out of anything ever than that. But it happened by itself. It happened through me. I didn't make it happen. If I would have realized that this was such a holy place, I would have pushed myself even further. I would have been able to do even more than otherwise, more than I thought I wouldn't be able to make it. I could have done more, and I should have done more, and he's upset that he went to sleep, because he didn't realize how chashuv the place is. So therefore what? Okay, what are you coming to say? Okay, I went to Danish. Okay, so, and therefore what? So therefore it's not true? So I'll tell you when it's Siv. And Siv is mamish, amazing, gorgeous. Yes, ilu yadati lo yashanti. Says in its Siv, it gives a mashal. What's the mashal? Someone was put in jail. A guy was in jail, and he held that it was so not right. It was the way he did. They thought that he was against the king. He was really for the king. They thought that he did this, and he really did something else. He didn't deserve to be there. But he was in a high class jail. But there was nothing he could do. They didn't have to speak to anyone. He wanted to speak to the king, and he couldn't speak to the king, whatever. Anyways, he was really depressed, and he was trying to, the whole time, ask people, I want to go speak to the king. I want to tell him what I did. I'm telling you, he's going to let me out. They didn't let him. After a while, he fell asleep. He fell into a deep sleep, and he wakes up, and he sees that everything's changing. They're cleaning everything up. All the people, all the guards are dressed up special. They're look ready for something, you know, really, really royal, it looks like. They're getting ready for some kind of thing. I don't know what. He asked the guard, what's going on? He said, you hear the king is coming. Right? He said, the king came to the area, so we all had to dress up. He says, oh my gosh, I fell asleep and I missed the whole thing. I didn't get to meet the king. I just wanted to meet the king and I wanted to scream at the king. And I want to tell him that I don't deserve to be put in jail. Anyways, no one answered, and he sees that they're still standing straight. Everyone is getting into the right place and standing, you know, standing in motion and fixing all their everything around, and they're like standing very quietly. And he realized that, guess what? Even though the king was here, but the king is still here. And he started screaming, King, King, King. King knew who he was, and he called him, and the king heard his voice, and king came to him, and he told the king what was wrong, and the king let him out of jail. That's what the Netziv says. It's a very exciting story. It's not about the exciting story. It's about what happened. Yaakov Avinu understood. He understood that it's, if you see that Hashem, that Hashem is showing you that this is a holy place, it's not it was a holy place, it is a holy place. The place where he was standing is a holy place. I would have never slept because I would have tried to get even more. And therefore what? Get more now, because you're still here. Don't look at what happened, look what could happen. Don't stop. Move on. It's about what you're thinking. Hashem is telling you that you have the ability to fight. If you're fighting, you're going to win. Vatuchal means you will win. As long as you're fighting, you're going to win. You know Hashem is there. You got to try to make it work. And I think it's a tremendous lesson. It's all where the mind is. The truth is that, you know, I think there's another little lesson that I think we all should learn, even though I'm not sure if it's my place, but I just maybe can't hold back. Some people are able to do things on their own. You know, when I'm trying to think, what's the difference between that Down syndrome kid that was walking the street laughing and sounding happy? What's the difference between that and someone that can't enjoy a Shabbos meal without having extra stuff helping him do it? I think there's no difference. It means that Shabbos means nothing to you. If I, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't care about other people. I could just like lay on the table and throw bottles at a wall and run and make a whole family upset and everyone else have a bad time. But it's not about me. It's not about real happiness. It's about, right now I'm thinking about me. They don't care about anything real. It's about, there's a mindset. It's about what's right. Doing the right thing. I just feel that someone has to say something, even though someone did say something, which should have been said. I was very impressed that I heard someone say, but it's really sad if this is how you think happiness is. Happiness is by thinking and making decisions, not by being programmed and taking away your ability to think. Have a great day.